Forget austerity. The IMF says spend some money to fix the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Labor Day. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is warning that the global economy is facing a threat of getting much worse. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde says U.S. and European governments need to avert disaster by forgetting balancing budgets for now and instead stimulating the economy. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Why is the IMF suddenly so pessimistic?
Christine Lagarde, the IMF's new chief, says in a German press interview that the outlook has darkened quite quickly over the summer. She says there's been a rapid loss of confidence in the US and in Europe, and she says it's vital that the US and Europe take further steps to stimulate their economies rather than continue on the straight and narrow path of public spending cuts. Tim Loinig of the London School of Economics says three cheers for Christine Lagarde. She's got it exactly right. We do face a downward spiral.
The American job numbers, for example, were terrible, absolutely terrible. So there is good evidence that things are going wrong. Unemployment will go up. More people will lose their homes. That really isn't what we want.
I know, Stephen, the U.S. and Europe have already spent loads of money trying to stimulate the economies. Can they afford more?
Well, Christine Lagarde admits that governments have used up a lot of ammunition in terms of public spending, but she says they can afford to spend more if they work together and coordinate. Anyway, she says they can't afford not to, because if their economies slip back into recession, they'll be in even more trouble.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Concern about the global economy has stocks much lower at the moment. European shares are down 2-4%. Wall Street is closed today for Labor Day. On Friday, the Dow plunged 253 points to close at 11,240. There's a Senate hearing tomorrow that's going to look at big financial problems facing the U.S. Postal Service. The agency has a $5.5 billion payment due this month for future retirees' health care, but won't be able to cover it and is looking to Congress for help. Also tomorrow, the Senate Banking Committee will consider the nomination of Richard Cordray as director of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Cordray faces an uphill battle, though. Some Republicans are opposed to having a director in the first place. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Richard Cordray is used to challenges and tough questions. Before he became a lawyer and attorney general of Ohio, he was a five-time Jeopardy champ. He answered this tough question on potholes in a 1987 show.
This city's streets contain 927,000 potholes. Richard,
what is New York City?
You are correct.
The road to the job Cordray's been nominated for is full of potholes and a major detour from Congressman Sean Duffy. The Wisconsin Republican-sponsored legislation eliminating the bureau director. Instead, the bureau would be run by a five-member commission. Congressman Duffy says a single director would be too powerful, adding to overregulation by federal agencies.
The rules that come from these agencies can have really dramatic impacts on especially small community banks and credit unions.
But consumer advocates say Duffy wants to weaken the bureau. Susanna Montezemolo is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
By having a five-member commission, we will have a situation in which no one person is taking responsibility.
The debate leaves the Consumer Bureau in limbo. It can't write many new rules without a confirmed director. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The Mexican government continues to wage war against drug cartels. Some say not hard enough, though. But all the violence just south of the border is affecting Mexico's economy, the BBC's Julian Migliorani reports.
Mexico may be a country at war, but it's not apparent on the streets of the capital, Mexico City. Mexico's overall economy is booming. It grew by 5.5% in 2010, and forecasts for this year are also optimistic. But it's pretty clear that Mexico would be growing even more quickly if not for the widespread violence in some parts of the country, such as along the border with the United States. John Ackerman is an analyst at Mexico's National Autonomous University.
The Mexican government is in denial in terms of the real impact of violence on tourism and on economic development in general.
The government argues investment is still flowing, and it uses the example of Walmart to prove its point. The American retail giant recently announced that it will invest more than $1 billion in Mexico this year. The company's Mexican spokesperson is Antonio Ocaranza.
Year by year, we continue to have historic levels of sales. So we have not seen an impact of that situation on our sales or the way we do business.
But the story is different for small business owners. Many of them suffer dearly from the escalation in crime and violence in the form of extortion by organized gangs. This woman runs a small company. 6 months ago, she was approached by armed men demanding she pay more than $4,000 every month or her family would be killed. She agreed to pay. Her story is far from unique, and with the drug war engulfing more and more areas of the country, including its industrial heart, the northern city of Monterrey, few in Mexico believe that its economy will remain bulletproof. In Mexico City, I'm the BBC's Julian Miglerini for Marketplace.
And finally, singer Madonna is being sued for naming her Macy's clothing line Material Girl. A brand called LA Triumph is suing because they've been selling their own line under the Material Girl label for 14 years. Madonna's spokesperson says they want the case thrown out because the singer is the, quote, senior user of the trademark. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
When is zero less than zero? Why, when you talk to an economist, of course.
Just to keep up with population growth, you need about 125,000 net new jobs every month.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jobs, a hot topic, the cold reality, maybe even freezing. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.